Okay, according to Google, academic pressure is stress and anxiety experienced by students due to the demands and expectations placed on them in their academic pursuits. Okay, that's a lot of things to say when you get stressed out about your grades or your performance at school, is basically the summary on that. Where does the academic pressure come from? Sometimes it's your parents' expectations. Don't raise your hand, but how many of you guys, you feel like your parents think you should do good in school, and it makes you feel like added stress because you're worried about, I said don't raise your hand. You don't have to raise your hand about this. These are anonymous rhetorical questions. So if you feel like your parents are putting pressure on you to do well in school, and that gives you added stress, especially if you do bad on a test or on a big project or something, and you get stressed out because you don't want them to find out, or you don't want to have to disappoint them or whatever, that's one of the big ones. Peer competition. So, you know, like, especially if you're in high school, I don't know if they still do it or not, but whenever I was in high school, on your report card, they would give you your ranking. You know, you're in whatever place out of however many kids are in your grade. So, like, I had, like, 438 kids, I think, in my class. And so my report card would say, you know, you're
physical report card?
Yeah. Yeah. We didn't have phones that had the app on it that you could just look at. There was no smartphones in 2000. Yeah, it had like the little tear-off little circles on the side, and it was like green and white. Dot matrix paper. Anyways. What?
Yeah, but you're in elementary,
Cameron. I don't remember. Okay, so that's how they used to do it. I know you can, I don't know if you guys get, do any of you guys get like your ranking amongst your students? They tell you like what place you're in out of your, okay. So that can be difficult, right? If you look at it and you're like, you know, below average, that can be like added stress. Or if you're like close to the top, you have this added pressure. Now I got to take these harder classes, these weighted classes, so I can get above a 4.0, which is crazy. So there's all kinds of peer pressure and competition that comes from that, especially if you're a competitive person. Societal norms, I don't think we face this as much in the U.S., but this would be like a lot of Asian cultures. Like, you got to do good in school. Like, it's a really big deal, and it's like society as a whole kind of expects good grades and good performance in school. Maybe smaller pockets of that. We have that in the United States, but probably less so. But, you know, just like if it's just part of your culture that, like, you do well in school, that can be added pressure if you're not doing well in school. Fear of failure, okay, that's a big thing for all kinds of things in your life. Being afraid to fail, you know, can add stress and anxiety to your life. What if I don't do good on this? What if, you know, you have all these what if questions in your life about, you know, being worried that you might not do as good as you think that you're supposed to do or somebody else thinks that you're supposed to do. So there's some reasons that we face academic pressure. So, again, don't raise your hands. But I think, I mean, all of us probably want to do well in school. Like, if we could just choose to do good in school, I think most of us would say, yeah, I would prefer to have A's and B's rather than C's and D's. But, you know, not always is that possible, or not always is that the case. So how do we be successful without giving a bunch of added stress in our life? You know, well, I think it depends on the class, and it depends on what you're gifted in. Some people are just good at test taking. Some people are good at being able to listen and retain information. Some people are bad at those things. And, you know, that's going to definitely play a role in how well you do in school, is like, how good are you at taking tests? If you know the information and you can sit down and have a conversation with someone and provide them all the correct answers and you know the information, but when it comes to a test, you just like stress out, and especially if it's multiple choice, you know, you second guess yourself and you fill in one of the circles and then you erase it out and you try and do a different one. I don't know if you guys fill out physical circle on paper anymore. Okay. So, you know, sometimes you second guess yourself on multiple choices. It's like, well, I think it's this one, but oh man, what if it's the other one? I don't know if I did it this way. You know, like you can kind of psych yourself out of some of those things. So being good or bad at test taking can add to or take away from some of the academic pressure that you might feel. So, I didn't know that was going to like fade in like that. How do you find the right balance? There is a balance to being concerned about or like trying to do well, right? Like, you want to do good. Most of you, I think you would say that you want to do good. And, you know, sometimes you got to push yourself to be better in all areas of life, but specifically talking about academics. Sometimes, you know, you're going to have to stay up a little bit later, or you're going to have to work a little bit harder on a particular assignment or a project. You're going to have to really put in the work to study for that test. You're going to have to, like, put in the effort. So how do you balance, like, I really want to do good and I'm going to push myself and try hard without getting super stressed out to the point that it, like, causes you to do worse because you're so worried about it? Like, how do we strive for good grades but also not freak out if we don't get the grade that we were aiming for? Right? There's a balance there. Like all things in life, you gotta, you know, you have to find the right balance of trying hard, but also not like totally, you know, freaking out if you don't hit the goal that you're aiming for. And so, one of the first things to remember about that is to know that your value is not determined by how well you do in school or what your grades are. Okay, does anybody know what determines value? Elias, put the phone away. What determines the value of something? Yeah.
Like how rare it is.
Okay, how rare it is, that can determine value. What else?
How much people want it.
How much people want it? Yes.
Demand.
The demand.
Question was how you can find the value of something.
Yeah.
By weighing it.
Okay, depending on what it is, yeah, you can weigh it. Okay, what if I wanted to sell my house tomorrow and I said, I think it's worth $1 million. And I put it on the market for $1 million.
The house he built you.
Yeah, he would not be very happy with
you.
Me.
Figured out by like
but, yeah, so if I think it's worth $1 million, but nobody's willing to pay me $1 million for it, is it actually worth $1 million? No. It's worth, how value is determined by how much people are willing to pay for something. Right? You have like rare art pieces that you look at it and it's like a giant canvas with one streak of paint across the middle. And it's like, this is worth $10 million.
What?
And you're like, there's no way I could do that for $10 and I'm not even an artist. Right? But it's determined by what people will pay for it. If somebody pays $10 million for it, then now that painting is worth $10 million. Right? Because that's the value that somebody, at least to that one person, somebody has placed that much value on it. So, value is determined by what someone is willing to pay for something. Okay, so this is not just dealing with academics, but in life in general. Okay, we are worth, our value is not found in our grades in school, the kind of car that we drive, the job that we have, how much money's in your bank account, the friends that you have, right? Our value is not determined by those things. Our value is determined by what someone was willing to pay for us, right? Jesus Christ's blood, right, makes us valuable, regardless of the academic side of things or whatever other component that you feel puts value on your life. It's determined not by those things. Okay, it's determined by the fact that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins gives you value. That's why human life is valuable. It just across the board. It doesn't matter if they're in Zambia where Mickey's about to go and, you know, share the gospel with people and teach kids. They're valuable because Jesus Christ died for them the same way that he died for us. Right? So our value is not wrapped up in your grades at school. You don't have to, I know some of you guys do stress about school, but it's not who you, it's not your identity is not what grades you got or what ranking you are in your class. It's more than that. So, another thing to remember if you're struggling with academic pressure is that people handle stress differently. Okay? Some people get really stressed out about things and it causes them to have a lot of anxiety. And it's not just with academics, it's with lots of things in their life. Some people handle stress where, like, they don't really, like, it doesn't really, they don't get really caught up in it. Okay? Some people are fueled by the competitiveness. Some people will, like, oh man, I'm ranked number 25 out of, you know, 150. I gotta move up. I gotta do better. I gotta be better. And the competitive aspect of it might drive them to do better. Whereas some people might look at that and, like, the stress of trying to compete with other people might freak them out. Okay, so you gotta know, like, how do you deal with stress? I don't need your answers now, but, like, figure out, like, is it gonna stress you out to know this? Is it gonna cause you anxiety to, you know, to have to, you know, look at your grades and, like, try to compete with other people? Or does that just kind of roll off your back and it's not a big deal? I'm gonna try my best, but if I don't get it, then I'm not gonna worry too much about it. Okay, different people, handle those things different ways. Some people, school just kind of comes naturally to them. Like, it's easy, it's easier for some people than it is for others. Okay? That's just the way that we're made. Some people are really good at math, and some people can't figure out math to save their lives. Okay? Like, it's, some people just, you know, we're built differently. God gives us different giftings, and so some people just, no matter how hard you try at math, it's like, I'm just gonna get the minimum math requirements that I have to get done, and I'm never gonna worry about math again. I'm not gonna use trigonometry in my regular life, so I'm not gonna take that class. You know, like, you know, those are choices that you get to make. But some people are like, oh man, you know, I love trigonometry and calculus, and I can't wait to take these classes, and I'm gonna take a career that's gonna require me to take the highest level math classes that I can take. So different people are built different ways. Okay, like in my senior year of school, I took weights. I took field biology, where we went out and collected bugs during class. I took a class, the work release class, where I could leave school after half a day so I could go get it, like, work my job. I don't remember what else I took, but as many blow-off classes as I could take in my senior year. Meanwhile, my wife is taking a college calculus, and she's taking all these AP classes, and I'm like, not for me. I don't want to take any AP classes. I don't plan on going into anything that would require me to take AP classes. So I'm just gonna not take those classes. So different people are built different ways. Figure out what works best for you, right? Okay. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 10 verse 12, "For we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves. But they, measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves, are not wise." That's a lot of themselves and ourselves. But what it says at the end there is, it's not wise for us to compare ourselves against others. Okay? I can't control how good you are at a subject. You can't control how good I am at a subject. Like, we can all try just as hard as we want, and we should do that. We should strive to do well. But certain people's brains just are wired differently, and they don't, you know, work exactly the same way. And that's, you know, that's great. It's a good thing that we're different. But it's not wise for us to compare ourselves against each other, right? So you guys are not competing with the other kids in your class, or you shouldn't be looking at it that way. Or why is this person, you know, doing so much better in this class than I am? It's not fair. You know, those kinds of things, right? The Bible tells us that we're not supposed to compare ourselves with each other. And so why would it tell us that? That's our natural, my natural inclination is to compare myself with everybody else. Right? How am I doing in this area of my life? How am I doing in that area of my life? You know, this person's doing better than me. This person's not doing as good as me. Right? It's like, it's natural for us to compare ourselves with other people. What'd you say?
Social media. That's all it is.
Right. Yeah. It's all about comparison and, but the Bible tells us it's not wise. So, like, why are we so naturally inclined to compare ourselves against everybody else when the Bible tells us that we shouldn't do that? When you think about, like, salvation and eternity, right? If you ask somebody, you know, if they died today, do they know where they would go? A lot of people will say heaven, and you'll say, why? And a pretty standard answer is, because I'm a good person, right? That's a standard kind of non-Christian person answer. They say, well, yeah, I'll go to heaven because I'm a good person. And it's like, okay, well, compared to what? They're comparing themselves with other people. And they might say things like, I've never killed anybody. You know, I don't steal stuff regularly. I do good things. You know, I try to give money to help these different charities or whatever. Like, and they might list off some things that they think makes them a good person or makes them better than average or better than somebody else. Or they might look and say, I'm not as bad as this guy over here. Okay, I'm not as good as that person, but I'm definitely better than these people over here. And it's this comparison game. So why does God put this verse in the Bible if we're naturally, you know, kind of leaning towards comparing ourselves with each other? Why does God remind us that we shouldn't compare ourselves with each other? Because just because our natural inclination is to compare ourselves or to do anything, right, it doesn't mean that that's the right way. The truth is that who should we be comparing ourselves to? If you're talking about eternity and salvation, and somebody says, yeah, I'm going to heaven. Why? Well, I'm not as bad as this person. Well, are you as good as Jesus? Were you perfect? Are you perfect? Have you ever done anything wrong? Have you ever sinned? Well, yeah, of course. All of us have sinned. Most people will tell you that. Oh, yeah, I've done some bad things. Of course. Everybody's done bad things. Again, comparing themselves with everybody else. So we shouldn't be comparing ourselves with each other. This verse is in there to tell us, don't compare yourselves with yourselves. Okay? It doesn't matter how much better you are or worse you are than somebody else. That's not the standard. Right? The standard is, what does God say the standard is? It's perfection. It's sinless perfection. That's the only way to heaven. And it's like, well, now we're all, you know, in trouble. We're not going to make it. Of course, again, Jesus died for our sins. This next verse, Colossians 3:23. We read this, I think, last week or the week before. But whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. Okay? We're not to compare ourselves with each other. That's not a way to be successful in life, just comparing yourself with everybody else. But we should strive to do things well, right? We should, in every, this says, in whatsoever you do. Okay? If you're in school, if you're in sports, if you're cleaning your room, if you're picking up trash, if you're playing video games, if you're whatever, if you're at your job for sure, like whatever you're doing, we should do those things heartily as unto the Lord. We should do our best in all areas of our life, whatever it is that we're doing. Yes. Do you have something helpful to contribute or not?
We should play video games heartily.
Yeah, if you're not playing video games to win, why are you even playing video games? You should try to win if you can. I'm not saying you gotta spend hundreds of hours investing in a game, that doesn't mean anything, but whatever you're doing, you should do it as best as you can. That's what this verse is telling us. Do it as unto the Lord. Do it with bringing honor and glory to God as your main objective. If you show up to work or to school or to any area of your life, and you just try, like you put forth an effort, and you try to do good, and when you mess up, you fix it, you try to correct the behavior, you apologize to your boss for making a mistake, or you talk to your teacher and say, listen, I totally blew that assignment. I didn't turn it in, I knew it was due, I forgot all about it, it won't happen again. Next time I will turn it in on time. Is there any way I can turn it in late for partial credit? You know, something like that. Like, if you do those things, you are going to stand out above everybody else. And again, we're not comparing ourselves with each other. But when we're talking about doing things and bringing honor and glory to God, we want to stand out, right? We want to stand out amongst our peers, not to compare ourselves and say, I'm better than these people, but because we want to bring honor and glory to God. When you go to your job or to your school and you try, you put forth effort, you listen in class, you take notes, you ask the teacher for help when you need it, you turn in your assignments on time, you know, you write legibly so they can read what you write on your tests. Like, you actually put forth an effort. You're going to stand out above most of the kids in your school, because most people aren't doing that, right? But if we're trying to, like, live up to the standard that God has set, and we're trying to do things as unto Him to bring honor and glory to Him, well, we should try hard in all the different things that we do, no matter what it is. The bare minimum is, like, what everybody strives for. What is the minimum I can do to get through with this? Have you guys ever heard C's get degrees? Has ever heard that phrase?
No.
D's.
Yeah.
Or D's get degrees. That works too. Okay. It's this idea that, like, I'm not, okay, as long as I get a C or a D and I pass the class, I'll still get the same college degree or high school diploma. So who cares how good I do in my classes? Okay. That's the mentality that people take. And, you know, that's just, I mean, don't strive for the bare minimum. Like, strive to do better than the bare minimum. That's the bar that the world sets, is like, hey, just whatever you got to do, pass the class so you don't have to take it again. Who cares what your grade is? Who cares how well you do in school? Who cares how well you do in your job? Like, don't get fired. It's a pain for them to have to try to find somebody to replace you. So just do enough so you don't get fired, right? Don't mess up bad enough that they have to get rid of you, and just stay here and work the rest of your life, or however long you want to, until you decide you want to move on. Okay, the bar is so low that the world sets. I mean, for Christians, it should be so easy to stand out in a world that has just, like, the standard is here. Like, average is, like, here. Just try, you know. Just do things heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men. Yes, Steve.
It's kind of like how Ed comes here. He's my dad's manager. And
yeah.
I've worked with him for 32 years.
Yep.
And before that job, he was doing college to do, like, cooking stuff at high school.
Yeah. You guys know Ed Bylina? He manages Sonic. Yeah. Anyways, so, I mean, if you just show up and do things with some effort, you will stand out. This verse right here, 1 Corinthians 9:24-25, Paul's talking to the church at Corinth, and he says, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible." So Paul's telling them, like, hey, if you're going to run in a race, try hard. You know, only one person gets the prize, so try as hard as you can to get the prize. Okay? If you don't get the prize, that's okay too, but like, if you're going to race, what's the point of being in a competition if you're not going to try your hardest and do your best? Okay? Now, school is not a competition, necessarily, but when you're involved in school, like, strive for the mastery. Strive to do your best. You know, put forth some effort and, you know, try to win. Try to do well. Huh?
Valedictorian.
Yeah, shoot for that. And if you come up short, don't stress about it. It's okay. Most people, the rest of your life, are not going to care what your GPA was or how you did in English in your sophomore year of high school. Like, nobody asks those questions, okay? I don't even know how well I did in that class when I was a sophomore in high school.
GPA in high school?
I can guess. It was in the threes. I don't remember exactly where it was.
What's your GPA?
4.0. 4.0 is all A's. Yeah. All right. C is 2.0. Okay, so takeaways. A few things to remember. Okay, if you guys don't remember anything else we talked about, here's a few things. Okay. Is the pressure that you are feeling about academics self-imposed? Do you put the pressure on yourself? Like, if it's coming from you, try to just, I don't mean to belittle it, but like, just try to, don't stress about it so much. I know that's easier said than done, but like, if the pressure is coming from you, just relax a little bit. Try hard, but don't freak out about it. In the end, like, your grades in school, for the most part, in your life, are not going to impact your future.
Actually,
now, if you're going for a certain college and they require a certain GPA, or you're going for a certain scholarship and it requires, you know, really good grades to get it, or you're going into a really competitive field, like you want to be a doctor or a lawyer or something like that, where the field is very competitive and only certain people can get into school, there are some caveats to having good grades. But for the most part, 95% of people in high school, your grades after high school are not going to matter. Okay? It's not going to, like, destroy your life if you get a couple of B's along the way. Okay? You should try hard, but if the pressure you feel about academics is self-imposed, try to just remember, like, it matters, but in the whole scope of your life, your GPA in high school, definitely your GPA in middle school, those things are not going to be, like, super impactful in the long term. Number two, why do you feel the pressure? Is it coming from your parents? Okay, is it coming from your teachers? Do people look at you and think, this kid should be held to a higher standard? I know he can do better than this. I know she can do better than this. Okay, again, if you're striving to do things heartily as unto the Lord, that's going to be your best effort, right? Put forth your best effort, and things will work out. And if you need help, ask for help. There's nothing wrong with that. That's kind of I repeated myself. Where is the pressure coming from? I do say, though, if it's coming from your parents, it's coming from, yeah, mainly if it's coming from your parents, ask them why they want you. Why is me succeeding in school, getting good grades, why is that so important? And don't ask it like in a cocky way or like in a, you know, mad way. Like, school is stupid and I don't care about it. Why do you care about it? Not like that. School can be stupid sometimes. I agree with you. But, like, ask them, hey, okay, what is it about this that you, why do you want me to do so well? Most parents want their kids to do well because they want them to be successful in their life. Okay?
We want them to do better than we did.
Yes. Almost all parents want better for their kids than what they had. And so sometimes that means they're putting pressure on you to do well in school so that you can be successful in some other area. But have those conversations with your parents. What is it about? Why do you want me to do so good in this class? What is it about this? Why do you want me to have good grades? It is important to have a good, you know, these nice letters on your report card. But the character qualities that you develop from trying hard in school is more important than the grades that you get. Learning to deal with adversity, problem solving, like, overcoming difficult situations, like those kinds of things, working hard for something. Those are the kind of traits, like for my kids, I mean, obviously I want them to get good grades, but I want them to learn the character traits that when they get out of high school, they can use these problem-solving skills and this perseverance and hard work. Those things that I want them to learn, those are the important things. That's why I want them to get good grades, because if they do those things, then good grades will be the result of that. I don't care what letter they get on their report card. I want them to learn those lessons. Those are the things that are going to last beyond high school more than their GPA. Okay, will this matter in 1 year, 5 years, 10 years? Okay, 1 year from now, does it matter what you got on your English final in your freshman year of high school?
Probably.
I mean, as long as you pass the class and don't have to retake it, it probably doesn't matter. 5 years from now, does it matter? You sixth graders, when you're a junior in high school, does it matter what you did in your sixth grade social studies class? Probably not, okay? Does it matter in 10 years? 10 years from now, all of you will be out of high school. Most of you guys will be married. You'll have kids. Right? I mean...
Hopefully visiting me in the nursing home.
Yes.
Look at me running the nursing
home. That's going to be...
If you step back and take a bigger view, bigger perspective view of your middle school and high school career, 10 years from now, most of it won't matter.
Did you go to college, Luke?
I did go to college for 2 years.
For what?
Okay, so my last piece of advice is a little bit harsh, and so if you struggle with academic pressure and sincerely like you have stress and anxiety around it, I don't mean this to be harsh, but it's a first world problem, okay? Mickey Jordan was just sharing about Africa, and I mean those people are trying to survive, right? They need food and water so they don't physically die. They might get bitten by a venomous snake on their way to school. Okay, they have like real world problems. Worrying about your grades in school is kind of a first world problem. When you don't have anything else to worry about, then you can worry about your grades in middle school and high school. Okay, it's very low on the totem pole of things to be stressed out about. Okay, there's a lot of things that are more important than your grades in school. And I don't mean that to belittle your grades in school. Please don't hear me say, do bad in school. Luke said I could. That's not what I'm saying. It's on recording. Everybody else can listen to it too. I'm just saying, when we don't have real problems, we make up problems and we start worrying about things that are insignificant in the scope of our whole life. Not insignificant in this time in your life, and I'm not minimizing school, but it is a first world problem to have to worry about how well we're doing in school. The last slide I have for you, the last verse I have for you is Proverbs 14:23. It says, in all labor there is profit, but the lips... But the talk of the lips tendeth only to penury. Penury, I put down there, means deficiency or poverty. In all labor there is profit. Man, just if you put forth an effort and you do the work, that's profitable. You're going to do better than most other people. You're going to pass your classes. You're going to get the grades that you need to get into the school that you want to or to finish your high school career with the GPA that you're shooting for. If you just put forth the effort, you put in some hard work, you study a little bit, you take some good notes, you listen in class, and you try your best on the tests and projects and big assignments, you're going to be fine. Okay? It's not something to stress out about too much. Okay, that's all I have.